The podcast you're about to listen is brought to you by Pastime Agency, empowering businesses with intelligent automation, transforming workflows with AI-driven solutions. Before you listen to the podcast, it is important to note that the analysis presented is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The data and recommendations provided are based on market analysis, but should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Investing in the financial markets carries significant risks, including potential loss of principal investment, market volatility and pricing fluctuations, economic, political, and currency risks, liquidity risks, tracking error risks for index funds. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Always conduct your own research and consult with qualified financial advisors before making investment decisions. The numerical data provided represents analytical estimates and may not reflect actual real-time market conditions.
Welcome to the Money Mosaic for Friday, January 10th, 2025. Let's dive into the latest developments in the Forex market.
That's right. Starting with the key economic events, there have been no major economic reports released in the last 24 hours that have significantly impacted the Forex markets. However, traders are eagerly awaiting upcoming data releases such as GDP, CPI, and employment figures, which can significantly influence market sentiment.
Central bank actions and interest rate decisions are always crucial for Forex traders. While there have been no recent central bank decisions or significant commentary in the last 24 hours, it's important to note that central banks can heavily influence currency values through interest rate changes and other monetary policy decisions.
Geopolitical stability is another factor to watch. But there have been no major geopolitical events in the last 24 hours that would affect the Forex markets. Geopolitical stability or instability can significantly impact currency values, so this is something traders need to keep an eye on.
Let's move on to the technical market analysis. The EURUSD pair is currently in a bearish trend with the potential for correction growth before a further fall. The key technical indicators show a rebound from the resistance line on the RSI could signal a bearish scenario, and the support levels are at 1.185, 1.09U, and 1.0055.
For the GBP-USD pair, the downtrend since October continues, with lower highs into support. The key area to watch is around 1.222 to 1.020, and there is a potential weekly and monthly imbalance near the 1.00 region.
The USD-CHF pair is facing a significant test, with a range-bound price action expected between 0.90 and 0.9150. Bulls need to keep the pair above the 0.91 mark on the higher timeframes for the outlook to remain constructive.
The US dollar index, DXY, remains strong, testing a significant level at 109.53. However, it's not convinced this is the top for the US dollar, with potential for the DXY to push toward 110.50, or even 111 levered in the coming weeks.
Central banks' influence on the Forex market cannot be overstated. Raising interest rates can strengthen a currency by attracting foreign investors seeking higher returns, while reducing interest rates can make the currency less attractive and lead to depreciation too. 5.
The economic calendar is a critical tool for Forex traders, helping them anticipate and prepare for high-impact data releases. Big news events can cause significant swings in the market, so staying informed is key.
For trading recommendations, consider the EURUSD long position with an entry point at 1.0299 and a stop loss at 1.230, aiming for a take profit at 1.0355. For the short position, enter on a rebound from 1.355 with a stop loss at 1.380 and take profit at 1.055.
Similarly, for the USD/CHF pair, a long position above 0.90 with a stop loss at 0.89 FIVRU and take profit at 0.91 FIVRU is a viable strategy. Always keep an eye on the potential scenarios that could invalidate these positions, such as breaks below key support levels.
Risk management is crucial, especially with upcoming high-impact economic events like GDP and CPI reports, central bank meetings, and employment data releases. Geopolitical risks and discrepancies between expected and actual economic data can also lead to sharp market movements.
As we wrap up the Forex segment, remember to stay tuned for our upcoming portfolio update, where we will delve into more detailed analysis and recommendations for your investment strategies.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Money Mosaic. We hope you found the insights useful. Until next time, stay informed and trade wisely.
Welcome back to The Money Mosaic for our portfolio update segment. As of January 9th, 2025, the global economic outlook is marked by steady but moderate growth, with the United Nations projecting a global economic growth rate of 2.8% for 2025, which is similar to 2024 but below the pre-pandemic average of 3.2%.
That's right. Global inflation is expected to ease from 4% to 3.4%, which could lead to interest rate adjustments by central banks. This environment is crucial for our portfolio strategy.
Let's dive into the regional market dynamics. Developing economies, particularly in South Asia, are expected to perform robustly, with India's economy forecasted to grow by 6.6%. However, major economies like the US and Europe are anticipated to experience slower expansions due to geopolitical uncertainties and policy shifts.
This divergence in growth prospects affects our portfolio's geographic exposure. We have significant exposure to the UK through the iShares Core FTSE 100 UCITS ETF, exposure to the US via the iShares S&P 500 Swap UCITS ETF, and energy sector exposure in Europe through the iShares MSCI Europe Energy Sector UCITS ETF.
Sector trends are also important. The healthcare sector has shown gains, contributing to the rise in the FTSE 100 index. Energy sectors could be influenced by broader economic and geopolitical factors, making sustainable and high dividend yield strategies appealing in this moderately growing economic environment.
For example, the Vanguard FTSE All World High Dividend Yield UCITS ETF provides exposure to high dividend yield stocks globally, which can offer a defensive position in the current market. We recommend maintaining a balanced portfolio with diversified geographic and sector allocations.
Currency risk is another factor to consider, especially for non-hedged ETFs like the iShares Core FTSE 100 UCITS ETF. Monitor economic indicators, geopolitical developments, and sector-specific news to adjust your positions and rebalance your portfolio as necessary.
Our current recommendations include diversifying positions to align with the overall portfolio strategy, ensuring no single ETF dominates the portfolio. Regularly review the portfolio to maintain target weights and risk profiles.
To manage risks, consider diversification, stop-loss orders, hedging strategies for non-hedged ETFs, and continuous monitoring of economic and market conditions.
That wraps up our portfolio update for today. Don't forget to tune in this evening for our Forex analysis, and again tomorrow morning for another portfolio update.
Thank you for joining us on The Money Mosaic. Until next time, stay informed and manage your investments wisely.